This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's Nick Wright. Spot on, Curtis. Great audio. He's right.
Tom I have Brady, to give him credit. He was so good yesterday, Nick Wright, on this. He's a guy that's been ripping Brady because of the Mahomes-Brady battles, but he was sensational on the topic.
Tom Brady obviously felt an obligation to the game, felt an obligation to other players and those that make their living around him, and I think that that urge to continue must have been really hard for him to overcome when making that decision and releasing that video yesterday.
Yeah, and I think the funny sort of ironic twist to this is that those that hated him the most are what fueled him to stay as long as, for him to stay on the stage as long as he did.
Yes.
That the 45, Teddy Bruschi was great on Get Up and he was on this station, and he said every time he would see Teddy or like Damian Woody or any of the other Patriot analysts that are, you know, that he used to play with, he would say, 40 effing five, Brew. 40 effing five. I'm playing till then. And it was like they were fueling him because they'd go on TV and say, I love Tom, but I mean 45. And it was the last hurdle he had to sort of jump over and clear, and he did. So it was never has a guy used more negative energy to motivate a career than I think Tom Brady did for 23 seasons.
Question in the Twitch chat, and you can watch this show on Twitch. Go to Twitch and follow WEEI, and this show on Twitch is presented every day by Kentucky Owl, the Wise Man, American Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Christy 0902 says, Nick Wright, is that the guy that is always ripping Greg? Yeah, well, from time to time, yes. He was not happy that I won the Marconi.
Oh, so here's the thing. So Dan got a Marconi. I was at the awards, not because I was nominated. I, of course, when I was a radio professional, was snubbed 15 years in a row. But because my dear friend Danny Parkins was nominated for the second most prestigious award in radio, and he lost to some dope from Boston. I couldn't believe it. But that doesn't matter. I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job. Whatever. Danny Parkin should have won. Does a great job in Chicago.
Yes. See, I just think even what Nick is saying, and he's so spot on about Brady, and even, you know, you hear from Bruschi, is just that that competitive nature. How do you shut that off? And what fills that void? Only thing I'm scared for him.
Did you ever play with anybody who wanted to win more than Tom Brady?
John Casey?
Nah, I mean, there was just something different about Brady. Like, I think everybody wanted to win, but there was just like a different aura about Brady, especially as he continued to play throughout his career. I think it was more about when guys kind of saw the light at the end of the tunnel, they were like, you know what? All right, I had a great career. It's time to chalk it up. When he kind of felt like, all right, people are like, all right, Tom, the light's at the end of the tunnel, he put his foot on the gas. And that, to me, is going to be the hardest thing for him to deal with.
That's why I think you got to see the movie, because he ends the movie, the final scene, he says something to that effect. But we always talked, and we talked a lot yesterday, about Jeff Darlington being a guy who's in the know, who you can trust. His tweets yesterday were that Brady's mentality was that he was exhausted. He was ready to recharge, rebuild, do this new chapter. So I think that you can still have it in you, but if you're exhausted, do you really want to put the effort in season after season?
Well, now he can focus on things like picking the interiors for his new home in Miami.
Brilliant. Amazing. Sounds like a dream.
Is he
you've made more money than anything. You could do whatever you want.
I think Wiggy's right. He's going to be somewhat bored with the retirement life, but the television gig is not necessarily simple.
It's not the same though.
It's not the same.
99.9% of us deal with depression and anxiety in the first 2 years after we leave the game because
Did you deal with it?
Yes, because there's a void that you are looking at something you've done for so long that, and you're, excuse me, you're still relatively young and you can no longer do, and you're never able to duplicate that.
This is Joyce from Quincy. Hello, Joyce.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
What's up?
Listen, I just got a few things to say.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, first of all, you got a great show. I love it. I listen to you guys every single morning on my way to work, and you make my ride on the expressway so much less stressful, so I want to thank all of you for that.
Oh, Joyce, thank you so much.
You are welcome. And number two, I got to tell you, I have got such a crush on Curtis.
Oh,
you have no idea.
Wow.
He is absolutely, first of all, I love his humor.
Uh-huh.
He should be a stand-up somewhere. He's just great.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I also will tell you, I think he's the most intelligent man on the radio today.
Wow.
Not a high bar.
Curtis, you
Curtis,
are.
I love you.
Thank you, Joyce. I love you more.
Uh-huh. Greg, did you know?
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you, Joyce. Curtis, you seem very popular these days with a certain demographic of female.
I know where I'm headed. Cruise ships.
Greg, actually, Curtis and I were talking because I had mentioned too to him that he would be a better stand-up, but he looked at me and he said, unfortunately, he just prefers sitting.
Oh. You should rimshot yourself. I always get comments on the weird cross-sitting that Curtis does. Like in my A Day in the Life video, I included Curtis and I pre-show. You can watch my A Day in the Life video on the show Instagram.
Yeah,
which
we
is
get
the,
it. You're rich.
The Greg Hill Show, WEI. And people are concerned that you do that weird cross-sitting thing all the time. But I think it's just habit.
I have James. Yeah. Don't need him anymore.
That's what.
Right. No, you don't. It doesn't bother you to suffocate your nuts.
Yeah. I'm not a man. Like Bolo.
Well, hey, Denzel sits like that. So
I'm a best actor.
I think it's obvious, but Bolo is not able to cross his legs and sit in that.
And it's a hard thing to do, right? It's just
physically.
I wouldn't know.
Physically impossible for Bolo.
Especially, when you carry around a garden hose on a regular basis.
Okay.
I would imagine just sitting in general would be hard.
Yeah, that is a hard thing to do.
When you age, it gets much harder to do.
Because you gotta figure out some way. It's just a difficult thing to do to cross your legs.
I don't know if I want to go.
Go ahead.
Don't you usually maneuver like left or right? Like you sit left or right?
Well, I mean, I always thought it was an older person thing to cross your legs like that.
Oh,
as
yeah.
You get older.
Yeah, I'm just talking in general. Don't you usually like if in a pant leg it goes left or right?
Well, yeah, you adjust it.
If it goes left, then you'd cross your right leg over your left and you shouldn't have any issue.
No, but it's still, it's difficult.
When you're a man like Wiggy, you can barely even sit.
Somebody's getting sensitive because they can cross their legs. Guys do it. I just said guys do it. But I generally, when I see guys do it, it's generally older guys.
Yeah, I'm old.
Or those that are not well hung. All right.
I don't know about
that. So coming up, we'll get to They Said It at 7:20. And then Courtney has the news coming up at 7:30. There are some questions here in the Commonwealth about a proposed law which would let prisoners make a trade for a lesser sentence. So we'll get to that during the news. Also, Schein brought up that he was reading about it yesterday and it created massive anxiety. There's an irrational fear in the news today. Science is worried about a Last of Us like fungus, which is spreading rapidly across the United States. So a complete irrational fear coming up during the news with Courtney at 7:30. Speaking of Courtney, here's what's trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Bruins with a nice bounce back win before All-Star break. 5-2 was your final from Toronto. Pavel Zacha notched 2 goals in the win, the other 3 coming from Brandon Carlo, Derek Forbort, and AJ Greer. Linus Ullmark was in goal. He had 33 saves. And now they're off till February 11th. Does this worry anybody?
No.
Because once they get on a hot streak, though, it does worry me a bit. You have a good game like that, and now it's you've got, what, over a week off?
Yeah, kind of like you were on a little slump.
Yeah.
Now you get this juice back, and then all of a sudden you shut it down.
Yep.
It could go either way. I think it's more about what's the benefit, the rest time?
Right.
Or
how banged up are they actually behind closed doors?
Right, or the fact that they feel like, oh, they're going to miss an opportunity to kind of get this snow, kind of roll this ball down the hill after the win. And I always think at the end of the day, in the middle of the season, the rest is always a little bit better.
And then on top of that, now it's just another week that you don't even have to play, and Jake DeBrusk is another week closer to returning.
True. But a good question to ask Mike Milbury when he joins us on a Bruins Thursday at 8:20 this morning.
Yes, and the Celtics also with a win, a big one over a KD-less Nets team. 139-96 was the final at the TD Garden. Tatum led the way with 31 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists. At the end of the first quarter, the score was 46-16, Celtics. The best person to hear from after this one was Kyrie Irving, shockingly, whose comments should put any concerns for this team at ease.
When you're going against a very motivated team, such as the Boston Celtics, they have a chip on their shoulder. It's clear as day that they want to win the championship, and they're not wasting any time in the regular season. So tonight I felt like we were just one of those teams in the way, and we just can't be one of those teams in the way. We got to be one of those teams that stands up to them and at least shows them that we're going to be competition for them moving forward, which I believe we are, but tonight we just didn't show it. So can't hang our heads, got to keep our heads up, and just get ready for this next homestand that we have.
When was the last time that Kyrie Irving had a good game against his archenemy, the Boston Celtics, or against the city of Boston? When was
game last? One of the playoff series
before
last year.
Before he stomped on Lucky.
No, game one of last year's playoff series.
Before he stomped on Lucky.
Yeah.
No, last year, game one. Go look at his numbers. He had almost 50. Game one of the series last year in the playoffs against the Celtics, he had an unbelievable game.
Did they win?
No.
Okay.
He had 39 points. Great performance.
Yeah, he had it. But that was the question. Was
well,
the last
that's the one? That's the one when he was flipping everybody off and screaming at everybody.
That was the last time he had a good game.
That was Easter Sunday.
Yep. Oh. So, but right. He's been actually playing pretty well since KD's been down. I think he's averaging over like 31 a game. It's in the 9 or 10 games KD's been out.
And so. Greg was at Mass. He missed it.
Are you officially his spokesperson?
No, no. But you asked the question. Uh-huh. I gave you the answer.
Okay, all right.
And this is a team that you potentially could be playing in the second round of the playoffs,
right,
based off.
And you blew them out in the first quarter, so we don't even need to play the series. Go ahead. What else?
Well, just quickly, we've got Eagles and Chiefs facing off at State Farm Stadium in Arizona next weekend, Sunday the 12th. Reminder, you can listen to the big game right here on WEEI. So listen on 93.7 or for free on the Odyssey app. And for all of you that say it's not called the big game, we have to do it that way. And when it comes to the Eagles, offensive guard Joshua Sills was charged with 1 count of rape and 1 count of kidnapping yesterday in Ohio. Sills has been placed on the commissioner exempt list, meaning he is banned from games, practices, and team travel. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, everybody, brace yourselves. We have a winter weather warning in effect. It's going to be freezing tomorrow into Saturday. Real feel of negative 30. And if you're planning on having your car reach the peak of Mount Washington, caution. The real feel at midnight Saturday morning will be 100 below zero.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
100 degrees below zero with winds gusting up to 105 miles an hour. I never understand why people put that bumper sticker on their car, but God bless you. That's the weather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Coming up at 8:20, Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins on a Bruins Thursday. Tomorrow on this show, blind dating game Mary Woo-hoo. Will come by, I think around 9 or something like that.
Yep.
And is she excited?
She's very excited.
Is she nervous?
I think there are some nerves there. Okay. You know, she doesn't speak in front of a microphone for a living. There's always nerves if you got to do that. So.
All right. Well, that'll be tomorrow on this show at 9.
And 9:15, Greg will tell, Wiggy will say what's wrong with Mary. Okay.
Well, I'll try to help her out. That's what you got to do. You got to be honest with people.
I'm just telling the audience what's happening.
She wants help. She'll listen.
Speaking of the audience, you're an extraordinarily generous group of human beings, and I can't thank you enough. Yesterday, we announced a few Greg Hill Foundation events, and the 6th annual Beach Cornhole Tournament at the Brunswick is already sold out.
That is
so,
nuts.
That was rapid yesterday. Rapid sellout. So one of the all-time great weekends in June. Beach Cornhole is sold out. I think we'll combine as
Greg Hill's a sellout.
I think we'll combine the road show in Old Orchard Beach with the Beach Cornhole tournament on the 3rd of June. So that seemed to work out well last year. Awesome. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and hide me phasing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Time for They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And where do we begin this morning, Shine?
Well, Gregory, a lot of our discussion since yesterday has been the retirement of Tom Brady.
Yes.
That was a topic of discussion last night as well. Robert Kraft posted a very emotional video. Here is a snippet of what Robert Kraft had to say about Tom Brady.
Well, I heard Tommy's announcement today. It just made me pause and think how lucky we were and are at the New England Patriots. We have had the number one player in the history of the game played for the New England Patriots. As fierce as he was as a competitor and as tough as he could be, he had a great heart and was a great human being. It allowed me in the 23 years that I've known him to love him like a son and have a connection that's pretty special.
He's spot on. How lucky the entire region was to have Tom Brady.
Well, I told you, football ain't the same. I mean, when you
it
know,
never will be the same.
Like, but especially when you know, like, oh, he's got. It's like when Jordan retired. You're like, well, maybe he could play another year or two. You know, everybody wants to watch him play.
You keep going back to that. I think he retired at the right. As I said yesterday, he retired at the right time. The only time better would have been after he won the Super Bowl. But I understand his desire to keep playing. But when it came to sports, he changed the entire outlook of the region and did it for nearly 20 years here.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, crazy to think what the future holds too. We were talking, Curtis and I were talking to Terp in between shows yesterday, and he's so young that Tom Brady is all he's ever known.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Brady's football career is his life, and now to think that there's anything beyond that, it's crazy.
Well, he also raised the bar on the fans' expectation for the franchise. Without Tom Brady doing that, year after year, season after season, you could look at, Mac Jones' rookie season and say, oh, wow, hey, we made the playoffs.
Right.
We're happy with
he
that.
He spoiled us. Like, it's almost a gift and a curse.
Yeah.
Because now he spoiled us so bad that it's like, right, so what? You made the playoffs. Win a championship or at least get us there.
Yeah. And the other thing, Greg, about Brady and what he did, he famously said when he drafted he didn't know where New England was. Foxborough was just a joke of a placement of a football team. Yeah. It was the worst stadium with the least history and all that. And he leaves, and it is basically the home of the greatest monarch kingdom of the history of the sport. Like, Foxborough, Massachusetts is now a place that intimidates players, that has been decided as one of the great home field advantages in all of sports. Before he got there, it was literally a punchline.
Yeah. Well said, Robert Kraft. What's next, Shime?
Well, we'll go from one complimentary video to other not-so-complimentary takes. This was Mike Francesa. He was on ESPN, I believe it was First Take, with Mad Dog and Stephen A. Here's what Francesa had to say about Tom Brady.
I'm going to throw a little oil on the ceremony. He's not the best regular season quarterback I've ever seen. Peyton Manning was. What? He's not the best Super Bowl quarterback who ever lived. Joe Montana is. What he is, though, is the guy who played the longest, and he won the most games. He won the most Super Bowls. So he will be remembered because nobody's going to play 23 years, and nobody's probably ever going to have a chance to win that many Super Bowls. It's almost impossible to do. He was in the right place with the right coach, and he was that competitive.
Absurdity.
Yeah.
Absolute absurdity. There is no quarterback in the history of this game, regular season, playoff, Super Bowl, that you want holding the football with a couple minutes left and a chance to win a football game. Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, they were skilled players. They were great quarterbacks. Tom Brady is the greatest to ever do it. Yeah. There's no argument.
But there's no argument.
It's lunacy.
But the issue is him, and this is the problem. These people speak without not knowing the stats, right? So he instantly went to Joe Montana throwing 11 touchdowns and zero interceptions in Super Bowl games and having a quarterback rating of 127. So what I did is I said, well, let me do the numbers, right? So Brady, throughout his Super Bowl run, 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, over 3,000 yards, and a quarterback rating of almost 98. And that's in 9 Super Bowls. Now, I give Joe Montana the credit that he never lost any, but all those playoff games he lost. Then if you go and you look at the numbers for Manning versus Brady regular season, Peyton Manning's numbers, he only threw, and I did it from 2007 to Brady's end of his career. Both of them, that's a 16-year career. Yeah. So I eliminated. Brady only threw... he only threw 28 less touchdowns. He threw 100 less interceptions at 134. Peyton Manning threw 234. And he only threw 2,000 yards less in that same time period of regular season games. So if they really went and looked at the numbers, it's night and day with the numbers to make the argument that
The result stands, the cheese stands alone. The result is the guy won more Super Bowls than anybody else ever.
Right.
And it's the dumbest,
regular season, playoff, Super Bowl, doesn't matter. He's the best ever to do it.
And it's the dumbest thing that Francesa and others do. Francesa just hates Boston, and he's been, you know, whatever. He's an absolute dinosaur boob. But Joe Montana was 4-3 in conference championship games. Tom Brady was 10-4. He played in twice as many, but only lost one more game. If you lose in the conference championship, it's a better season than losing in the Super Bowl. Like, it is the single dumbest argument, because Joe Montana went to 4. By the way, Montana played with arguably the greatest offensive player in the history of the sport, Jerry Rice, with the greatest offensive mind, arguably, in Bill Walsh.
Voila.
And I blame Michael Jordan for that, because it's about, well, this guy is undefeated in championships, but they don't talk about the playoff games that he lost.
Yeah. All right. What's last?
We're going to get to a tweet. No audio this time. It's a couple tweets from Rod Carew.
Ooh.
A Hall of Fame baseball player.
Potential jinx scenario here, but go ahead.
He was talking about, so some people were commenting about Pete Rose not being in the Hall of Fame, and Rod Carew immediately shot back and said, if they could embrace gambling to the level of putting it in the stadium, they can forgive Pete and recognize him for the great he is. That's the point.
That's a pretty good way to look at it.
He also continued to say, it's gone too far. It's hypocritical. How can you keep Pete Rose out and have a sports book at the Red Stadium?
Yeah, and when are you going to?
That's a great point, honestly. Yeah. Like, I mean, things change. Like, you evolve as a society. And, you know, everybody gambles.
Yeah, I mean,
it's an actually a pretty good point. If baseball's embracing it and taking the money when it comes to sponsorship, then they ought to let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
But even if they weren't embracing it, I mean, what's Pete Rose, 80-something? When do you get to the point and you go, arguably one of the, you know, top five greatest baseball players? I mean, no one's ever going to break his record of career hits. What's it at, almost 5,047 or something ridiculous? The fact that you're still holding that against them, and I understand what he did in that moment, in that time, but you got to be like, all right, we got to let this guy in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Shime. That is They Said It, and time now for this.
It's time for...
And he lost to some dope from Boston. I couldn't believe it.
The news.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
I am going to ride the Bailey Zappi train, and I'm going to ride it hard.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Actually,
on WEEI.
Well, Woburn Public Schools closed again today as the teacher strike continues. They've been closed since Monday, but now they face a court injunction order that states if the strike continued past 7:30 p.m. last night, the teachers would face a fine of $40,000 today, and it would increase by $5,000 every day the strike continues. We can hear from Woburn Mayor Scott Galvin on this.
It's disrespectful to our parents. Taxpayers, and we're working hard to get this done. Teachers need to get back in the classroom where they belong and stop breaking the law.
I have an idea. Let's take the tax money from the $31 million winning ticket that was sold in Woburn and pay the teachers, get them back to work. Everybody wins.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So they just split it. Yep. Fairly.
Bingo, bingo.
Divide it up. All right, I like that.
Yep. Thank you.
And like Curtis has been saying all morning long, the weather this weekend coming up is going to be record-breaking cold Friday into Saturday.
Well, it's winter. I mean, it happens. Doesn't it happen every winter?
Yeah.
This is record-breaking, though. This is crazy.
Okay. Greg, it sounds like you're not taking the temperature seriously.
Correct.
I mean, wasn't there a game at Gillette where it was like it felt like it was like minus 8 degrees or something.
New Year's Eve game.
One of the playoff games against the Titans. So.
Beth L. Johnson got a big pass. That was 2004.
Okay, yeah.
So. All right, so what are you supposed to do? Keep your water running so your pipes don't freeze?
You got to do all of that. But okay. Governor Healey doing something good because you got to think about the homeless people that are out there overnight. And so she's making sure that South Station is open overnight instead of closing its doors, locking up at 11 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Here's Mara Healey.
It's a matter of basic humanity. I'm going to be clear that if we face extreme weather, we're going to allow people to stay there overnight. Found out that it turns out the T owns that building, is responsible for the building, the South Station. They retain a private security company. And we've gone back now and we've talked to the private security company. And you saw the garbage bags are off. They're not locking the doors that way.
Okay. I mean, but could be a good place for you and Mrs. Wiggins when you come to the city to stay for free if you want, Wiggy. I mean,
I think I'll pass on staying at South Station.
Why not? Bring like one of the. Do you have one of those?
Nope.
Do you have an air mattress? Or?
I'm not a camper, so I don't like that.
I would assume that based on what you talk about frequently on this program, that air mattress would not last very long.
Yeah. Plus, if I'm outside,
the two of you on it.
Well, we're not laying down anyways.
Yeah. Well, Wiggy won't stay at anything below 4 stars.
Yeah. What do you mean you're not laying down?
I mean...
we get it.
Do you really need help with that one?
And I heard Echelon's opening their doors for homeless. I think that's really nice.
Yeah, listen, I got a couch. If anybody needs a place, come on over.
You guys have a lot of couches in the lobby, too. A nice fireplace. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you have to clean my closet. I don't know. What is the nonsense about my closet?
Really?
I don't know how you find anything in that.
What do you mean? I know exactly where everything is.
Things are thrown on the ground. You have a beautiful system put in place by Echelon, and you choose to disrespect it like that.
It was giving people, like, so many people are DMing on that video on our Instagram saying, your closet is giving me anxiety.
Yeah.
Why does
it's
give,
a mess.
Why does it give you, what do you mean it's a mess?
You got a California closet system. I sent him a Boston closet organizer because, bruh, you're single. You should be wanting to, like, you know, run through the seaport like a, you know, record-setting day with cold weather. Your closet is an extension of who you are.
Yes.
It's not.
It is.
And the rest of the apartment looks so well kept. And it's like if I met a guy and went home with him and I saw that closet, I would shudder.
What would you think?
I would think this guy doesn't have his life in order. And we all know you do.
No, you would think that you'd be this guy's a slob.
But this is the problem. So women are going to judge me based on how my closet looks about whether I have my life
Let
in
me
order
ask
or not.
Yes.
How shallow is that?
Oh.
Wouldn't you
With
judge
all due respect, Greg, how do you judge women?
Yeah.
Right. Wouldn't you judge a woman if you saw a dirty closet?
No, I couldn't care less.
Yeah, right.
I would judge her based on her intelligence and her sense of humor.
I would judge her by her banana bread.
I mean, guess you're different, man.
It's so, and then and I understand, like, Jackson wanted to do the day in the life thing, and I'm good with it. But then there's people like, why do you have so many pillows? Like, what? How many pillows is one?
Oh, I love a good pillow.
Like, is somebody not supposed to? Is somebody not supposed to have like four or five pillows?
No, you are. If you have one pillow on your bed, another red flag for any woman that is trying to sleep over.
Okay.
Your math wasn't mathing though in the day in the life. Like, you're like 4:48 waking up. I usually leave by 5. I'm like, you shower, you shave,
quick. 20, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
I was like,
was.
Oh.
It's car wash, they call a bird bath.
Yeah.
Or they call it a whole bath at some places.
God.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, if I should be lucky enough to ever have an overnight guest, I would just close the closet door.
Well, you're smart in that element of it. You don't need an overnight guest.
It's
a specific time. Catch an Uber.
Oh, another red flag.
Greg, it was very nice of you to hide boobs.
Well, what's the red flag?
If you go home with somebody, male or female, and you partake in activities with them, and then they say, do you want me to call you an Uber, or are you going to?
Whoa.
Never again.
That's not a red... The red flag is if you want to spend the night.
No. Wrong.
Really?
Yes.
So... Now,
unless the person unless the person who is visiting...
So wait a second.
Yes.
I don't care. When you were single...
Uh-huh.
When you went to somebody's house,
yes,
you had to spend the night.
Well, there were some times where I left on my own, my own will.
But that's my point.
But if someone ever said to me, "Oh yeah, early morning tomorrow," if Greg was ever like, "I do a radio show, gotta get up at the crack of dawn, you gotta leave," I would be like, "F this guy!"
Oh.
Wow.
Used and abused.
Oh, jeez.
Don't you want to sleep in your own bed?
Yeah. Yes, I do, but sometimes I like a nice cuddle. And Greg strikes me as the cuddling type.
I am a cuddler. I do.
He's
like
a lover.
I do.
And
like
you might
cuddle.
Snore all types of crazy stuff. You got the goat.
Oh my God!
I don't
want to
be.
I mean, look at me. Do I look like a person that snores?
No, I'm saying maybe she snores.
You really want us to answer that?
But that's a nice thing to know off the bat.
I would think most people would want to leave afterwards wouldn't want to spend
after
the night.
What are we discussing?
Right. Good point.
Let me just ask this question too, because I always wonder, you know, dudes who have like the machine thing that they put on their head for the
CPAP.
Yeah.
What do those dudes do when they have a girl sleepover?
Ooh.
Do they put that on?
They no. They usually like, hey, can I call you an Uber?
There's a girl.
Do you really think a guy wants to see? And that's why I said most people, right? Unless you're in a relationship. You don't want to spend the night, and you don't want somebody spending the night at your spot. You might be a CPAP guy. You might be a snorer. You might be a fodder at night.
I'm not saying, you know, stay for breakfast.
It don't matter. Like,
I'm tired sometimes. I just want to lay my head down.
If I spend the night with you and I'm like, yo, you know you was like farting all night in your sleep last night? I'd never want to see you again.
Okay, but you're going to find that out down the road at
that
point.
Once we're in a relationship and I feel comfortable. To, you know, that's something we'll do, but not in the beat. No.
That is so rude to hook up with somebody and then send them on their way. If they're not offering to leave,
I think you're living
in
La La Land.
No.
I think most people chuck the
deuce. It's called being a gentleman.
I don't know if it's true or not, Greg, but I heard this, that your girlfriends, when you bring them to Echelon, book their Uber in the elevator because they're done and they can go get their car within 5 minutes.
Curtis, I think they actually better, have that
app.
You
know better than that. Let me tell you something. You know better than that. All right. Well, anyway, I think it's an odd thing to get anxiety over the condition of another individual's closet because you saw it on a video on the show's Instagram. Oof. It's just a weird thing. Even Danielle had apparently had anxiety over it.
Yep.
So I don't, and you have had massive anxiety over
it. Oh, I thought it was brave you posted it.
Thank you. All right.
Between that and the nip, wow.
Okay. We're going to get to the rest of the news next, including questions over a proposed law here in Massachusetts, which would allow prisoners to make a trade for a lesser sentence. Who knew? Apparently, the sex with a CPAP machine thing is a real big issue. I was getting text messages on the Subaru of New England text line the whole break.
You don't wear it during the act.
This guy does.
Oh.
Huh. Helps him with his breathing.
Yeah. Oh. Gosh.
There has never been anything more entertaining than the sexual escapades of those in the Twitch chat. Holy cow.
What do you mean?
It's just wild in there. It's
a
like
real thing.
We should put NC-17 on that puppy.
Are they fraudulent? Or,
are you saying Gronky Kong would lie?
Seems like there's some real Lotharios in there, Curtis.
I would have the ladies get your little behind out of here. I am a man in demand.
Here's John from Middleboro. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on,
John?
I love
the show.
Thanks.
You guys had me busting out laughing when I heard that, and I had a little story I had to share real quick. I had a beautiful woman. We were out having some drinks. She came back to the house, and I was with Wiggy on this one. I'm like, you got to go. But both of us were drinking, so I didn't want her to drive home. I didn't want to drive home. So she stayed. Long story short, I'm like, what do? I snore really, really bad, man. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking of every way, how do I get this girl so she doesn't have to put up with this? I gave her my Beats headphones. I'm like, hey, let me give you a nice back rub. Listen to some soothing music while you fall asleep. And different advice.
John, a gentleman.
No, but that's
John, are you single? Would you like to apply to date Mary? I like him.
So this gets better. She like, I give her the back rub. She's really falling asleep, and she takes them off. So I'm like, oh, no, man. I have sweat beating down my forehead. I'm like, she's going to probably leave in the middle of the night. I snore that bad. So I had to give full disclosure. I'm like, you might want to keep those on.
See, John would have a sleep standing up or sleep patterns all thrown off because now he's trying not to fall asleep.
Yeah, but it just seems like a strange thing to give somebody headphones.
Well, because he might know.
Doesn't Leonardo DiCaprio do that every time he has sex with someone?
Yes.
Well, see, maybe he's a snorer.
No, that's an NDA.
Oh, he wears them.
He wears them so he doesn't have to talk
Correct.
To the individual.
Okay, yeah.
That's what Leonardo DiCaprio does. He says, all right. I'm going to grant you sex, but you're not going to talk to me.
Yo, that is gangster.
I'm going to put these headphones on. Don't say anything.
That is gangster.
And they're like, thank you. All right. Anyway, can we get to the rest of the news, please?
There's a controversial bill being presented here in Massachusetts for inmates who are trying to lessen their sentence. Bill 3822 would take 60 days to a year off if they donate bone marrow or an organ.
Okay.
So
you can donate, if you're in prison, you can give somebody your kidney and then get out of prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like
60 days to a year. Right. We can hear from former inmate and founder of All Things Art, Inc., LaTanya Henderson.
It's extremely offensive. That's what I think about it. Like the nerve, the gall, like who could think of something like that?
Actually, it's gallbladder.
Well, if you know that, you know, if you need...
Sean, that was well done.
Thank you, Greg.
It's ridiculous.
I don't think it is.
What do you mean?
Because if you need organs, right? If you need people to be organ donors, right? They ask you when you get your driver's license.
Are you in prison for a reason?
Yeah, but they have good behavior in prison, so you're able to get time cut off anyways.
I also think it's treating these inmates like they are, their Humans? Bodies are just, it's I think it's inhumane.
No, it's like there was a situation, I don't know if you will follow the story, a girl in LSU, you know, it was like, they, you said, she, you know, she was raped or whatever, and they let her out, she gets hit by a cop. and she ultimately passes away, but she was an organ donor, so she then helped somebody out.
Yeah.
So if you're a person who might be looking for some time cut off of their sentence, it's, you know, just like they have good behavior in jail, and they say, hey, listen, we're looking for more people to be organ donors. Yeah. This is a way to do it.
It seems ridiculous. All right, yeah. And then the irrational fear.
So irrational fear is for, everybody should be looking out for this, but especially those that are watching The Last of Us. It's called Valley Fever, and it's been found in the Southwest, but it's spreading. It's an infection caused by breathing in fungus. The spores of the fungus can survive through heat and drought. It lingers in soil, but when there's wind gust, it comes up in the air and you breathe it in.
It's killed 100 people. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yeah.
This is terrifying. This is exactly like The Last of Us.
Yeah.
It's the fungi and this, like, soon somebody's going to be kissing you and the mushroom fungi are going to come out of their mouth like they did episode 2. Yeah.
Well, as long as I don't turn into a flowerhead zombie, I'm kind of...
Well, I guess what has led people to go to the hospital with this is like crazy loss of weight and then really bad breathing from just like going up and down the stairs.
And it's happening because the planet is warming.
Yes, so that's why it's spreading.
So the fungi, and that's what happens in The Last of Us, is that the fungus that the bugs have mutates into humans. Courtney, you made a great point, by the way.
Yep.
Well, they spent so much time. We can talk about it now because we passed the period of non-discussion. They spent so much time in this last episode talking about how the fungus started in food.
It was such an alarm went off in my mind because I'm convinced that Joel's daughter is actually still alive. She's a zombie somewhere. Right. It would go away from the game, I know, but I think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Joel spent too much time saying, yeah, I think it originated in basic foods like flour, sugar, pancake mix.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you remember from the first episode, the daughter making cookies with the grandmother and them, and then talking about pancake mix, wanting to make pancakes for Joel's birthday.
Yes.
And how close they came, but didn't actually have any of those. Because remember, they ran out of time in the morning, so they had eggs instead.
Mm-hmm.
And then she didn't want to be there with the old people. She's like, oh, yeah, I'll take cookies home. But they never actually eat them.
But maybe she was working with it.
So Mr. Video Gamer is throwing cold water on this theory, is what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm saying that the point of him saying that is to reflect back to episode 1 and show how close he came to just being infected by eating food.
Well, then
he wasn't infected.
He would have to know from episode 2 where they was she a Philippine doctor where it seems like this might originated from. But remember, they said, what about the other people, because it was in some type of factory, so we don't know what type of factory that is, so we really don't know.
I think Courtney might be onto something. I know we're up against the clock, but she might be onto something when it comes to the daughter still being alive.
Yeah.
And I know she was shot.
Oh.
But the zombies, the fungi people can survive.
Correct.
Something like that. Very interesting. All right. Coming up next, if you're the New England Patriots, how do you say a proper farewell to the best ever to play the game?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.